don't have any problems with you guys, but when I travel around, often we get one or two people that have been dragged along against their will. So I dedicate this particular song to them because it's a slight education on how we write a country song. What we hope for in our lives as country singer-songwriters is heartbreak and devastation so that we can write about it. And oh, the joy when it happens to me. I sat down to write one of those real pour my heart out type country songs. And it came out a little more cynical than I'd planned. So consequently, I'd also like to dedicate it to anybody celebrating their divorce tonight. It doesn't have to be recent. I've been celebrating for 5 years. Well, it's way too soon to have the 7-year itch. But he's getting cranky, and I'm just a bit unsure. I'll tell you what I mean. You see, when we first met, I thought, well, this is it. But it turns out my head was just full of stars. Things just ain't what they say. Not the type to make the first pass, but when he walked by and I saw his ash-colored eyes, well, it was like a dream. Oh yes, it was. And now my dreams are lying in broken bits, 'cause I know he only loved me for my big television. I've got a widescreen. People over in this section. Well, I love getting hugged and I love getting kissed, and he loves beer and he loves getting pretty drunk. It goes straight to his head. Oh, yes it does. And I guess my mother warned me when I was 5 or 6. She said that men like him only think with their defective brains. At least I think that's what she said. She told me to be a lady. Lazy bones. 4 years ago right here in Gympie, my life changed. I had to go to the Portaloos, and that's a life-changing experience in itself, right? I was in a cubicle, I think they call them cubicles, and outside the cubicle there were two lovely ladies talking. Well, one lovely lady and her friend. One of them said, "I can't wait till Becky Cole comes on." The other one said, "I hate Becky Cole." Then, of course, I couldn't come out. She said, "I don't like that Becky Cole, she's too raunchy." Madam, if you are here tonight, let's raunch it up. She said, "I hate the way she gets about the stage and wiggles her chest and sings songs about men." She said, "There's children in the audience. She's disgusting." I've never been so devastated on the toilet in all my life. So I rushed backstage. She said, "I hope she doesn't sing that bloody Lazy Bones song." I rushed backstage. I said to the guys, "We can't do Lazy Bones tonight. There's children in the audience. There's a lady out there that hates me." So we decided we're going to throw something in at the end of this song for the kids to kind of balance it up. Okay, you ready, kids? This is for you and for that lady wherever she is that thinks I'm too raunchy. She's probably asleep in her tent. Wake up, yep!
Well, there's a bear in there, and there's a chair as well, and there are people with games and stories to tell. Up and wide, yeah! Come inside, yeah! It's play school. A toot, toot, chug, a chug, a big red car. Hot potato, hot potato. Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti. Bananas and pajamas are coming down the stairs. Uh-huh. Round and round the garden like a teddy bear. Oh, one step, a two-step, a tickly. Under there.
Is the joke over yet?
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, mm-mm-mm. Yes, we can.
Yes, we
can. Yes, we can.
Let's wake her up. You ready?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Am I too raunchy?